Philippians 3, 12 to 14. But I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Friends, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Press is one of the key words I'm interested in there. It means to push forward, pursue, take action, campaign, and advance on. It's not a timid, passive term. It is a verb that is present, active, indicative, meaning it is in the now. We are the ones doing the action, and it's a statement of fact. Take note of these words also. Make it my own is a now verb. Forgetting what lies behind is in the now, and straining forward is present tense, meaning now. Now. In order to press onward, we're going to have to learn to do it, even when we're hurting, even when all odds say we should just quit, even when our closest friends tell us to just give up on our faith. We're going to have to learn to do the right thing, even when the wrong thing seems more just. You know, it's always the right time to do the right thing, and we need to do it until doing the right thing just becomes second nature to us, because doing the right thing just becomes second nature to us, because doing the right thing is just the natural inclination of our heart. That's called enduring, and it's one way of resisting the devil so he'll run away, screaming into the distance, driven backwards into his own gates. Friends, we need to know who we are in Christ and stop getting our identity from how we look, who we know, the job we have, what we own, what others say about us, and what spectacular things we may have done or not done. It's been said before on this program, I don't believe most of us really know what to make of ourselves, nor do we seem to know how to talk about ourselves. God wants to define us, and if we wait until some religious body defines us, we may be waiting all our lives. God is our constant defining moment. Now. I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied to merely just go to heaven when I die. Don't get me wrong now. It's a wonderful thing, of course. But I just don't believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Almighty, King of the universe, died for me so I can just barely scrape through, just surviving. I guess everything will be great when we get to heaven, but we're just doing the best we can with what little we've got in the meantime. Barely scraping through. I'll probably enter heaven with the faint smell of brimstone on me, but at least I'll be in heaven. Jesus said he came, that we would have life and have it more abundantly. That doesn't mean we won't have problems. It doesn't mean we won't struggle. It doesn't mean we will never weep over situations or that everything is just going to be moonbeams and merry-go-rounds either. But it does mean, by the blood of Jesus, we have a right to not be wounded all our lives, to not bleed all over everything over past hurts. We have a blood-bought right to not get mired in the clay of what someone did to us. You wouldn't believe how often hell has come to me and told me I would never have anything more than a second-rate life, doing second-rate things for second-rate reasons. It reminds me of the kids in high school who get D's on their report card. They tended to do D things with D people, going D places for D reasons, yet were never able to lift up their heads enough to see that there was so much more life than what they had. I am determined to not let the wounds of my past dictate the steps of my future, and to stop the bleeding of old hurts. The past belongs in the past, which is why it is past. Let it go.